cattle futures softened a touch on Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment in July was about the same as the previous month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 5th of August. Cattle futures closed mostly marginally lower on Tuesday, awaiting cash direction. Early indications point to higher cash fed cattle prices this week. Live cattle futures closed an average of 35 cents lower. Except for an average of 14 cents higher in two mid-board contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 42 cents lower Tuesday afternoon at $204.24 a hundredweight. Select was 5 cents higher at $190.45. Positive crop conditions and weather weighed on grain futures Tuesday. Corn futures closed 6 to 9 cents lower through July of 21 and then mostly a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 11 to 14 cents lower through March of 21 and then 4 to 9 cents lower. I had results of press time for just one weekly Tuesday auction. That was for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Through mid-session, steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds were selling $3 to $6 higher, while steers at other weights were selling mostly steady. Heifers weighing 400 to 700 pounds were trading $4 to $7 higher, and then steady to $3 higher at heavier weights. There were 3,391 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, with increasing hopes that Congress can agree on another round of coronavirus relief. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 164 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 11 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 38 points. Month to month, farmer sentiment was virtually unchanged in July, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index increased 1 point to a reading of 118, which was 30% lower than in February before the pandemic began. Producers' perspective on current versus futures conditions shifted, though. The index of current conditions rose 12 points from June to a reading of 111, and the index of future expectations fell 5 points to a reading of 121. James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says the decline in future optimism could have been the result of the recent resurgence in COVID-19 cases. Two-thirds of producers responding to the latest survey said they believe Congress should provide additional economic assistance to agricultural producers this year to help offset the pandemic's impact. Among survey highlights, 56% of producers said they plan to reduce their farm machinery purchases compared to a year ago, while 38% said they plan to keep machinery purchases about the same. 16% of respondents expect farmland values to rise over the next 12 months, compared to 10% in June. Looking further ahead, however, 48% said they expect values to rise over the next 5 years, compared with 55% in the previous survey. More than half of survey respondents said they were less likely to attend an in-person educational event this year as a result of COVID-19 concerns. When asked what their top information source would be in lieu of attending in-person events, 36% chose farm magazines, 19% chose online webinars, 17% chose farm radio, and 17% chose websites. The Ag Economy Barometer is based on responses from 400 U.S. agricultural producers and was conducted from July 20th to 24th. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 5th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.